One good technique that I use, there's a couple of nuances to it, but one thing that I learned that was very helpful, if you take what we had discussed today as a standard, or you want to apply some of these principles and set that as a standard for your japa, and then you internally, how should we say, you internally connect with that as your standard. You understand what I mean? It's like you say, okay, my standard is I want to be absorbed. I want to clear out a space for my japa, just for Krishna. I want to offer my heart. I don't want to chant just from my lips. I want to chant from my heart. I want to chant. I want to pray. We're going to learn some more things, but use that as an example. That becomes a standard, and it's very clear to you that's the standard you want to follow. And the more clear it is, and the more you want to follow it, the more you recognize it when you're not following it. And so I think a lot of the problem with what you're discussing is that we don't have a clearly ingrained standard within our consciousness. And so when we deviate, we don't know we've deviated, because we haven't deviated from anything.
I remembered that once long ago I was very determined to chant good japa, just one day when I was in the house. And I was really putting effort to hear every mantra, and I chanted 10 rounds like this. And I didn't
10
even,
rounds hearing?
Yeah, and it was like night and day.
Right, totally
amazing.
Different.
It was like different.
Yes, yeah. Very good point, just the determination itself.
So I was so determined in the first place, so I just didn't give up.
Okay, that's a really good point. There was a, I heard a lecture once, not by a devotee, but by a respected speaker and writer, and he said, we all have, what did he call it? Non-negotiables. In our life we have what are called non-negotiables. Non-negotiable is something you won't negotiate, you just don't do. And those are standards we have in our life for how we live, for the values we have. Some things, someone might say, here, listen, I'll give you 100,000 shekels if you just lie to this person. And you won't do it because it's beyond your integrity. It's not negotiable for you. You don't do it, right? Devotees, we don't have abortion. It's not a negotiable thing. Should I or shouldn't I? We just don't do it. So he was suggesting that you establish standards in your life for what are your values, and you create internally non-negotiables. I don't go beyond this. So I thought, well, let's do that for japa. The same thing. So I started doing that for myself. In applying the principles that I'm teaching you, I said, okay, I have a threshold from here to here, but below here is not acceptable for my japa. And what that did was it made me aware when I would go below, because before that, I didn't have a below. So how would I know I'm below if I don't have a below? Which is what happens to us. We chant and they're not good, and we lose consciousness that we're not even chanting well. Whereas if you have a standard, say, at least my standard should be this, you become very aware. And devotees have told me sometimes that when they've done this, they become so aware, even after a few beads, they're aware they've lost it. You know, I'm not in my sacred space anymore. I'm not with Krishna. I'm back in my life. I'm totally aware of this now. And they kind of reorient their consciousness back to where they want to be. So that's something you could try. You know, another way of doing that is, what kind of experience do you want to get from japa on a daily basis? And when you're not getting it, immediately you realize that I'm not chanting properly because I'm not getting it. That's very, very, that's worked very well for me. Because as my japa improved, I realized more and more how dependent I am on good japa, and when I don't get it, it concerns me. Because I know my spiritual life is going to go down if my job is not going well. So if you're going to school and you're not doing well, you're concerned. If you have a business and it's not doing well, you're concerned. So why not with chaplain? If your marriage isn't going well, you're concerned. If your health's not going well, you should be concerned. Why not with chaplain? Right? Now, if you have a health issue, there are certain symptoms. And if the symptoms show up and it's a serious health issue, what do? You take note of it, right? Yes or yes?
Yes.
So think of your japa on a scale of 0 to 10. And think where you want it to be at least every day on that scale. If 10 were crying and fainting, if 0 was I couldn't even get past the first few mantras before I put my bead back down, and 5 was like, eh, not bad, not good, where would you want it to be? And if you become more conscious of where you need it to be, when it's not there, you're more aware of it. Does that make sense?
Yes, but there's... I also noticed that I want to have a certain standard, but the definition of a standard is based like on certain emotion. And sometimes I feel that I don't need to chant with expectation for emotion, but just listen. But it's a little bit frustrating me that I listen and I don't feel something.
Okay. So she's saying you have the expectation to have some emotional experience.
Because this is how I defined.
Good chanting. Yeah,
yeah.
There'll be some feeling. Okay, this is very good. I think a very good practice is not to necessarily expect any feeling to come, even if you're focusing, but expect to put feeling into it. Still doing good. Does that make sense? Sometimes devotees, in the japa workshop, it's very common for devotees to say, I'm chanting and I don't feel anything. Right? But we've all had that experience, right? Of course, I joke with them and I say, well, how does that feel? To show that we always have feelings. But when Krishna was with the gopis, he said, I can't repay you. He said, all I can say to you is that your reward is your own feeling. You know that? You remember that part of the Krishna book? So sometimes we might feel like the holy name is not reciprocating. Bhurijan Prabhu says, Krishna's just watching. Wants to see what you do. You gonna give up now? There's no taste, there's no nectar. Forget it, it's useless. I give up. Is that what you're gonna do? And Krishna's watching. So maybe there is nothing there, but you continue chanting. But in terms of feeling, what about your own feeling? Not like you're waiting for a feeling, but what about your own feeling? Does that make sense? What about putting in your own bhakti? And all of a sudden, now there's a feeling. You put in your own sincerity. And that sincerity can be, Krishna, I don't have any sincerity. And I'm just offering you whatever I can. It could be anything. I pray for sincerity. And then Krishna says, be satisfied with this feeling that you're putting in. So if you're not feeling anything, why not put feeling into it? Is that too simple for you?
What
it's too simple. You want it more complicated? Too simple for Nir. I read a book, and the book is called In Search of the Obvious. And it was a book about how the truth is always, the most profound truths are always super simple, and these huge corporations miss them and they go bankrupt by missing the simple truth that would save their companies or make their companies prosper more. That's a very simple truth, isn't it? I'm not feeling anything. Okay, well, put feeling into it. Yes, but how do you put feeling into it?
No.
Like we were talking about appreciation. earlier, that you appreciate the holy name because Krishna is manifesting his affection for us in his holy name. And so just by meditation on that, you evoke some feeling. I'm so fortunate that I have the holy name. Or, just like Krishna says, offer me with devotion, right? Priti Purvakam. So what does that mean for us? What is that devotion? And then Prabhupada said, I don't know if you know this lecture, Prabhupada said, this is what it means. He said, Krishna, you bring the bhoga to Krishna, you put the plate on the altar and say, Krishna, I have nothing of value, not even this body. But I've brought this to you, I beg you, you please accept it. Have you heard that? You ever heard that before? Prabhupada said that, and he was crying. Prabhupada was crying. He said, Krishna, I beg you, please accept it. Like that. Krishna, I have no devotion. I'm offering you this holy name. Please accept this offering. Like that. Something. You know, that you can manifest something from your own devotion. Okay, Krishna, I am nothing. My chanting is nothing. My heart is nothing. My body is nothing of value to you. But please accept. Simple as that. Could be praying. It could be manifesting sincerity. Like when you became a devotee, there was some sincerity to advance. Right? That's why you became a devotee. Something caught your heart and you wanted Krishna. That same feeling, that same mood. You continue that throughout your spiritual life. That's what keeps you going, right? You put that in your chanting, that same feeling. Try to remember what brought you to Krishna. What was that that was pulling on your heart? Put that into your japa. Amazing thought. The sincerity that brought you to Krishna consciousness is what will keep you. Isn't that a nice thought? You understand? The very earnestness in our heart when we came to Krishna consciousness that this is true and I want it. It struck somewhere in our heart. And the interesting thing is, when we all decided to become devotees, we had no qualification for it, did we? And none of us thought, I'm not going to join because I'm not qualified. We thought, I'm going to join because I want it. Wasn't it? So, it's that same thing, right? So, that same thing, now I continue, Krishna, I want it. And that's what I'm offering in my japa. Please give it to me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You see, if you chant around and your mind has gone, you've disconnected from here. Every time you disconnect from here, the mind kicks in. I've got to do this, I've got to do that, I've got to do this, got to do that. Every time you kick in here, the mind, it calms down. The mind just opens up when the heart closes, and the mind closes when the heart opens. And you can see that. You're in front of the deities and you're praying. You're not thinking about anything else. Your heart is now open. Your mind no longer needs to function in its analytical process. But when the heart closes, the mind opens. So, you know, I think many of you know that when Prabhupada was asked, it was Tamal Krishna Maharaj, he said, Prabhupada, it's hard to control the mind when you chant. And Prabhupada said, there's no question of the mind. You chant and you hear. So I made a t-shirt and said, you have to be out of your mind to chant Hare Krishna. Based on that statement.
We want to lose our mind.
Exactly. Because you don't need the mind to chant. So be out of your mind. Then you can chant Hare Krishna. You like that t-shirt? And another, we're starting a business, Nir and I. We've got 3 t-shirts now. Keep it simple, sadhu. No, keep it simple, sadhu. The answer is simple. And you have to be out of your mind to chant Hare Krishna. He'll give you a deal because you attended the workshop. Does that answer your question, Venugita? for now?
The first thing that you said already, yes.
Yeah. Ruth.
When you say the heart, you say the heart, it's like it is the paramatma, or you say something else? The heart is the paramatma?
Not necessarily. The heart is where your feelings and emotions and the source, or the source of your thoughts, the source of your feelings, when we say heart. And you can say, you can translate another way and say, we all have emotions, but give those emotions to Krishna. Even if the emotion is Krishna, I don't feel even like I'm a devotee. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, please help me become a devotee. You're offering some emotional energy into your japa. We were saying japa is communication, it's prayer. It's asking Krishna. And sometimes Krishna revealing to you how to become a devotee, or even how to pray. Prabhus, if you go, and Matajis, and non-Matajis, I joke. Because in India it's Prabhus and Matajis. In the West, sometimes the Matajis don't like it, you call them Matajis. They want to be called Prabhus, but some people say Prabhu is male. So I joke with them, I say Prabhus and non-Prabhus. But then that's offensive. So I'll use Satchinandan Swami's statement. My dear devotees, that covers us. No, I totally forgot what I was going to say, but it was going to be good. I could feel it was a good thing, but I forgot. So. If it's that good, I'll remember. So what was the last thing we were talking about? The last thing I said?
I just asked if you're finding the heart of the Paramatma.
Yeah. And what did I say? What was the last thing I said?
Well, you said it's not only the
source of the feeling.
Source of the feelings of the heart. I can't remember. Anyway, I'll remember later. Did I answer your question? Or are we still confused?
No. I have a lot of more questions, but I'm not.
But I think this is. I think it's. No, I was going to say that because it's a conversation, if you apply these principles and you go deeper, you can feel the holy name on a very deep level guiding you from within your heart. So that's the reciprocation. But don't depend on it, because then you have an expectation and you get discouraged. So you offer, like we were saying, offer yourself in service to the holy name. So your service is to offer your prayers, your emotions, your feelings. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, and we can do an exercise if we have time, he said, you should meditate on the meaning of the holy name. But the meaning of the holy name comes out in prayer form. What the meaning is, Krishna, please engage me. It's a prayer. Bring my heart to you. Uplift me. Pull me out of the material world. All these meanings are prayers. So I'm not feeling anything. Okay, if you're not feeling anything, offer your prayer. You'll feel something. You'll feel what's in your heart. Otherwise, we go back in the mind. Have you noticed yourself and seen other people, when they're chanting in the mind, you can see it. And this is how it looks. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Isn't it? You're just kind of wandering in the mind. And how does it look in the heart? Someone like to demonstrate? What does it look like when you're chanting in the heart? Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Right? And then back in the mind. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare. This one devotee made a joke. He's a comedian. He said, you know, since I've become a devotee, my left arm has become really strong. I do all these things while I'm chanting. typing. So when I do the 2-day workshop, I focus a lot on this principle, you have to be out of your mind to chant, because in Buddhism they teach a principle called mindfulness. And mindfulness really means just to be present. And to be present means to be conscious of what you're doing. Conscious of what you're seeing, conscious of what you're hearing. Like a lot of times you'll look at something but you won't see what you're looking at. Like sometimes people say, does so-and-so wear glasses? And I say, I don't know. And I've looked at that person for 14 hours over the last year. And I can't tell you if he wears glasses, because I'm not seeing what I'm looking at. So mindfulness means see what you're looking at, hear what you're hearing, and experience what you're experiencing. Be present to the experience. So what I realized in my study of this Buddhist tradition of mindfulness is that you can't be mindful when your mind is moving. It's when you're experiencing what's happening, that's when you're there. Like, what good would it be to go on vacation and not experiencing it, and not experience it? We went on vacation, but I was doing business the whole time, and I was in my office in my head, so I really wasn't there. I was at the beach, but I was on the phone with my clients, so I wasn't really there. Being there means what? I was experiencing what was around me, the ocean, the beach, the family. So what you're saying is, I'm chanting, but I'm not experiencing the chanting, right? So when the mind's going buzzing around, we don't experience the chanting. When the mind stops, you experience it.
But sometimes you can hear
and not experience.
And you don't feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Understand.
Because your mind is still going. We do a nice exercise where all we do is we ask the devotees, just feel the mantra. Just feel it vibrating in your body. Hare Krishna. Just chant a little bit. Just feel the mantra in your body. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Feel it. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Okay, now just allow yourself to fully experience the sound, and you'll be out of your mind. Are you ready to go out of your mind?
Yeah.
Really, it would be a great relief. The next 30 seconds, we can go out of our minds. It could be the happiest 30 seconds of your life. Just allow yourself to experience the holy name. Just go out of your mind. Mind's not necessary. Just feel it. Okay, let's chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Okay. Who went out of their mind? Raise your hand if you went out of your mind. I went out of my mind. Nobody else? Want to try it again? You want to really go out of your mind? Totally? Would you like to?
Me? Yes.
All of you. Would you like to?
Yes.
Okay. I have to find something that will take you out of your mind. Can you hold on a second? I have to find a document. It's probably sitting in my bedroom. I didn't bring it because I didn't know if we'd have time for it. (Clears throat) You ever try to find a document but you can't remember the name? Or am I the only one? It's on the tip of my tongue. Hold on a second. Well, I'll try to do it from memory. I don't know if we did this last time. We'll do this from memory. It's a very nice exercise. Okay, since we're going to do this exercise, then I think I need to preface it a little more. With a little more talk. Just a little more emphasis on this principle. That it's been my experience that when you come to a point of absorption in the holy name, your mind actually shuts off. The material mind. And you say, well, what about thinking of Krishna? The pure devotees, they think of Krishna's lila and qualities. Yes, but that's not the material mind. That's the spiritual mind. But the material mind shuts down. And then the holy name is being experienced. It's just an absorption. You ever have that experience? Sometimes you get lucky and all you do is hear the holy name, like those 10 rounds you chanted. It's just like you and the holy name. That's all there is. And if you're really fortunate, sometimes you can't even not think of the holy name. Krishna has given you some mercy. So that's an experience of being out of the mind while chanting. It's just you and the holy name, and that's all there is. And on that level, there's an experience of the holy name that's very deep. And one of the things that I discovered is that many of us are not good at feeling, are not good at allowing ourselves to feel what we're feeling. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, women are better. You ask a man, what are you feeling? And he'll say, what are you talking about feeling? And he'll tell you what he's thinking. Right? That's a natural tendency for a man, is it? And you'll ask him what he's feeling, and he'll analyze something. And then the women will say, no, tell me what you're feeling, and you won't know what they're talking about. So sometimes we're having an experience, but we're not experiencing it. We're having a feeling, but we don't know that we're having it, what it is. Maybe we're intellectualizing it. So in the exercise we're doing now, it's just to take the holy name and allow ourselves to experience it as much as we can without the mind. Does that sound like a nice exercise? Just drop the mind? Okay. Turn off your mind, relax, and float downstream. It's time for chanting. Yes. Let's say the material mind.
Thinking about something, this,
yes.
Feeling deeply disturbed or uncomfortable.
Any thoughts, I would say, that any thoughts which are not supporting absorption in japa. But here's an interesting point also. And I hope this answers your question. It hopefully will in a roundabout way. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, you know, we talk about, Bhaktivinoda Thakur talks about meditate on the meaning of the holy name. And then we just said you should be out of your mind when you chant. So meditate on the meaning, but be out of the mind. But the meaning of the holy name, to meditate on it means to feel it. Like Krishna, please engage me in your service. It's a feeling. It's not a thought, right? It's a prayer. Prayers are not thoughts. They're an opening of the heart, a petition. If you just take it on the level of thought, what happens? Krishna, please engage me in your service. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. It's a thought. Like, ladies, if some man asked you to marry him and it was just on the level of thought, it would go something like this. Hey, you want to get married? What do you think about that idea? You have any other ideas? You want to talk about it? It'd be like that, right? And you'd be like, get away from me, you kook. Right? Isn't it? It's just a thought. It's not connected to an emotion. It's just a thought. If it gets on, you know, when he's down on his knees, tears in his eyes, you know, you're my goddess, I can't live without you. You are like my very breath. When I look in your eyes, I see flowing rivers of nectar. Your teeth are like pearls. Your lips are like rubies. And you go, you're really a kook. So at least if he's expressing it with some, will you marry me? I love you. Will you marry me? Please. It'll communicate on some level. So mind is just thoughts that disconnect, that are disconnected, not necessarily connected with emotion. So that level, we're saying, turn that off, open your heart up, and you can experience more of the holy name, because Krishna is the same as his name, so that means he's the same as the vibration. Right?
So is it, when you said before that to meditate on Krishna pastime, it's okay, but it can be also on the mental platform, not physical.
Yeah, because, okay, I'm going to read something to you. You may not get it the first time. This is going to blow your mind. Are you ready to have your mind blown? Raise your hand if you'd like your mind blown. Since you have to be out of your mind, we might as well blow it right now. We can blow your mind. Okay. Hold on a second. This will answer your question. Where's Grunavatar? He'd like to hear this. Is he around?
I'm hiding here.
Okay, you'll like this. I just have to find it. I lost it. Oh my God. I've never read this at a Japa workshop before, so you guys are special. But I would read it for you. Hold on a second. Huh, it disappeared. I don't think Krishnamurti, oh, here it is, okay. Okay, this is a little esoteric, but I think it will help us. Are you ready to go esoteric? You know what esoteric means? So what? How do you say it? Esoterio libro. Esoteri? Esoteri. Esoteri. This is very esoteri. Like lightning, we're trying to go out of our minds. Are you ready? But he's asking a question about thinking of Krishna's pastimes while you chant, and if that's normal, natural, good, bad, or what. And so this explains the natural way it happens. Just to give you another reference point. Like lightning, the divine name reveals itself to us, producing some color and figure within us. What does that mean? Color. I have a question for you. What color is Krishna's name? It's another good t-shirt. What color is Krishna's name?
Black.
Sounds like a Buddhist aphorism, a Buddhist thing, you know, the sound of one hand clapping. What color is Krishna's name?
Well, his name is being colored by our Bhava.
Krishna's name is colored Shyam, right? Yeah. But that's true. Like lightning, the divine name reveals itself to us, producing some color and figure within us, within our conception. And that form and color will not be like the form and color of this world. He's saying that in an advanced stage of chanting, you say, Hare Krishna, and guess what you see? You see Shamsundar. Nama Rupa. And Rupa is the first Lila. So the first thing you see is the Rupa. Like lightning, it just appears. Would you like that? You'd probably want to chant more than 16 rounds if that happened, right? So this is something to look forward to. And the next quality, in this way, one quality will spring from each other. In other words, saying nama, then rupa, the form, guna, the qualities, then the pastimes. It will naturally just spring into your mind. You'll be absorbed in the qualities and the leelas, naturally. Such sound must have such color and figure. And such figure must automatically have some quality, because there's Krishna. So there's qualities, he has qualities, right? It will come forth from within us. Oh, Hare Krishna, then there's qualities of Krishna. After the quality will come the association. What does that mean? It means lila. Because lila includes Krishna's associates. From the name, form, qualities, and associates will come their transactions. In other words, we say nama, rupa, guna, lila, the pastimes, but where the pastimes are, there's Krishna's devotees. So there manifest the pastimes. Who's in the pastimes? The devotees. From the name, form, qualities, and associates will come their transactions, their interactions. The waves and vibrations, that is pastimes. Then the soul will find that his purest, finest self, himself, has a part to play in such pastimes. He will see his own soul in a particular place, in a particular location. He will see, in this exact spot, I am here. What does that mean? It means you'll see Krishna Lila and you'll see who you are in Krishna Lila. All from these three words, formed into 32 syllables of the Hare Krishna mantra. What do you think of that? What? Out of the mind. Incredible. Did that answer your question? You get more than you bargained for? So that's the natural way it happens. So can we meditate and bring in those things? Sure, why not? But this is the way it happens. When you see the Leela, you find yourself in the Leela, and you see who you are. That's contained in the holy name. Oh no, I have four rounds left. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare. It's not contained in that name. It's contained in the real name. Okay, so let's do an exercise. Maybe, give me 1 second. I might actually be able to find the exercise. You like that? Where did Gunavatar go? You like that? Is he here?
I'm just a pro.
Okay. I'm totally getting sidetracked here, but I just want to give you little tidbits because I'm trying to find one file and I'm finding other files. Do you remember earlier today I talked about effort and mercy? I'll read what Bhaktisiddhanta said. Unless we extend our best efforts earnestly and qualify ourselves for the Lord's mercy, it is next to impossible that we can be rescued from our fallen condition. Isn't that interesting?
Can you say it again?
That's amazing. He said you have to become qualified for mercy. What a paradox. Unless we extend our best efforts earnestly, you know, earnestly, and qualify ourselves for the Lord's mercy. Qualify ourselves. It means extending your best efforts will qualify you. It is next to impossible that we can be rescued from our fallen condition.
In other words, without effort and mercy,
without effort, we won't get the mercy, and without the mercy, it's virtually impossible to be. So, when you chant japa, when I chant japa, we all need to make our best efforts earnestly. It's not just, okay, let's get the rounds done. Turn on the TV, kick back, and chant. Or worse, click. You don't use clickers here? And it gets really bad. Click, click, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. They haven't introduced them in Israel, I shouldn't talk about them.
driving,
yeah.
In the car.
You can put a little bead on your steering wheel. Anyway, okay. So this is a nice quote. We have to qualify ourselves for mercy. Okay. Should I say something? Should I read something that'll scare you and you'll all run out of here? Gunavatar, are they ready for it? Are you guys ready for this?
Yes.
How many are ready? So half of you are going to run out. Lock the door. This might not be what scares you, but let me see what it is. No, it's not it. See how well prepared I am, huh? Okay, this one will scare you. Okay, lock the door again. This is from level 2 japa. This takes me about an hour to figure out. We don't have that much time, but I think you can handle this. This is from Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. The holy name of Krishna is divine sound. It can be compared to a capsule of medicine. You understand capsule? The capsule is not the medicine. Externally, one capsule may look like another. But in one capsule, there may be medicine, and within another capsule, cyanide, a deadly poison. So what do you think he's referring to by the capsule? Who can say?
The sound.
Sound of the name. Hare Krishna. It is not the sound of Krishna's name that is Krishna. Krishna is within the sound. Have you ever heard that before?
Yes. When we speak about impersonalist, about the utterance,
But generally, Prabhupada says Krishna and his name are the same. So now we're hearing something different, and so it's a little difficult to understand. The holy name must be surcharged with the proper spirit, not any mundane sentiment. The divine sound of the holy name must have its origin beyond the area of Maya, misconception. Sound must have its origin in Goloka. The mere physical sound is not the holy name of Krishna. Is that discouraging? You mean I've not been chanting all these years? Repeating only the syllables of the holy name is called mayic sound. Mayic. Maya. Mayic. Of Maya. Is this taking a Sanskrit word and making it English? Mayic. Right? I think. It has no spiritual essence. Repeating only the syllables of the holy name is called mayic sound. It has no spiritual essence. The life of the name is absent in offensive chanting. The life of the name. As Mahanidhi Swami says, if you chant dead mantras, then you'll be a dead devotee. Are you chanting mantras that are living or mantras that are dead? Have you ever felt dead after 16 rounds? Lifeless, useless, hopeless? Those were dead mantras. Right? The most important thing in chanting the holy name is the spiritual realization. Backing the name. That is the real name. Spiritual realization, what does that mean? Understanding our relation with Krishna. Who is Krishna? The connection with Krishna? The service mood?
Meeting with the name?
Everything, yes. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, simply the syllables are coming, but that is not the holy name. Prabhupada would describe the glories of the holy name, but he said there is a quality to that chanting. And then Prabhupada gave an example. He said someone could destroy the deity, come and just destroy it. He said, but he has not destroyed Krishna. So it looks like he has. So what could be Krishna, it depends on the vision, the heart. Is that okay? Any questions? Yes.
About what you read before, sometimes if we are so conditioned, how we can do our best efforts to get the mercy?
if we're so conditioned, how can we? What about causeless mercy? Yes. Well, any mercy, it's always greater than the effort. So in that sense, when you say causeless, it's not, okay, you did 5 steps to Krishna, he gives you 5 points of mercy. It's not like that. You did 5 steps to Krishna, he gives you 500 mercy points. So in that sense, it's causeless because it's not an eye for an eye. It's not equal. Now, there is a higher stage of mercy, which is beyond this, which is called Kripa Siddhi, Sadhan Siddhi, your effort, Kripa Siddhi, you just get it. So one devotee asked Prabhupada, he said, what is that? Kripa Siddhi, that means you become perfect just by mercy. Prabhupada said, well, Sadhan Siddhi is like, here, I have money, and you come and you get the money. You do something to get it. But Kripa Siddhi is, I just come and stick it in your pocket. You don't do anything. Here. He said, but you can't depend on that. That's special. So, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is helping us understand there's some balance between effort and mercy. It's not that mercy just comes one day and you get it tomorrow, I get it the next day. It doesn't matter what we do. And in Krishna consciousness, you see from the examples of acharyas, they're always praying for mercy. They're desiring it, they want it. So that's part of it also. Please be merciful. And so how does Krishna give the mercy? He sees the need, and you show him your need. And so part of your effort is to show the need, that I want it. And why do you want it? Because you want to advance. Right? So now, if you want to advance, what do? You make the effort. Pray like everything depends on God, and act like everything depends on you. That's the balance. Does that make sense? And then the question, how do you make the effort? It's a simple answer. You just make the effort. Because Prabhupada was asked, how do we become sincere? And so he said, by being sincere. Didn't seem to answer the question, did it? But if you think about the answer, you realize that we have independence. And so we make a choice, will I be sincere or not? And that's what Prabhupada meant. And a funny story, one devotee said, Prabhupada, I don't know if I'm sincere. And Prabhupada said, well, you should know. If you don't know, who knows? Right? Is that okay? Yes?
It can be that devotees do the same effort, but one devotee gets more mercy than the other.
She's saying, two devotees make the same effort, does one get more mercy than the other? Why, you feel like you're missing out? It may be that one's more anxious for the mercy, that's possible. My experience is that Krishna will always give you what you want and what you need, but if you want it enough. If you want to improve your japa enough, you will. I meet a lot of devotees months after a workshop, and they say, it was really good, the workshop was really good, my japa was really good for a few weeks, but now it's gone back. But I meet a lot of devotees and say, the japa workshop was really good, and my japa is really good years later. The same workshop. They both went to the same workshop. A lot of devotees leave the japa workshop and they say it was good, but I won't be able to do it. What do you think happens to them? Three guesses. They can't do it. It's very dangerous. It's like we were talking about how you enter your japa every morning. Well, it's also important how you leave the workshop. We want to leave with a very positive attitude. So would you like to do that exercise, which I can't find in my computer? Because I'm so disorganized, because I travel too much. No, I'm just, I don't know how I missed it. I can't even remember. Oh, I remember the name. Okay. I'm going to find it. I changed the name. Hare Krishna. I changed the name, now I can't find it. Well, okay. I want to read something for the sake of Ruth about taste. It's very nice. In the highest perfection of devotional service in Krishna consciousness, one experiences the taste of ecstasy or spiritual relish. The taste is the seed of devotional service. Isn't that interesting? The taste is the seed. And one who is fortunate enough to have received such a seed is advised to sow it in the core of his heart.
So here, taste is equivalent to a shraddha.
Perhaps, or maybe even more fundamental. Or you could say it's bhajana kriya, at the time it's the diksha, the seed. One's development of a taste for executing these instructions is the test of one's devotional service. As long as one desires material benefit or liberation, he cannot relish the taste of devotional service. Our business is simply to plant the seed of devotional service wherever we go, and give everyone a taste of their transcendentally relishable activity for life. Wow, isn't that nice? We're all gardeners planting seeds. And what is a seed? Taste. And when a person gets a taste, what happens? That's it, they're stuck. They can't go anywhere. And they come and cry on your shoulder, I can't enjoy material life anymore. It's all your fault. You gave me a taste. And now nothing makes me happy anymore. Right? About Lord Chaitanya. He taught everyone how to taste the transcendental mellow of ecstasy of love of Krishna by tasting it himself. Anyway, there's so many quotes. Okay, so let's do the exercise. It was just, we've been talking about taste for a few days. Let's give you an idea that that's the seed. Okay, so. Yeah, in this exercise, what we're going to do, we're going to pretend like we've never chanted Hare Krishna before and we're being introduced to the holy names for the first time. How does that sound? Sound like a plan? Okay. So, Krishna, okay. So, Krishna is called Navayovanam, which means he's ever youthful, ever fresh. And so every time you see Krishna, it's like the first time. So we're going to make this like the first time. We've never met Krishna in his name. Okay? So sit up straight, comfortably, and relax, and get ready to meet Krishna in his holy name. Huh, I found it. Oh my God. I don't have to go from memory. So just begin breathing slowly in and out. And focus on your breath. And as you focus on your breath as you normally breathe, gradually you can close your eyes. So in this exercise, we just ask you to go out of your mind. Live in your heart, not in your head. Don't try to analyze this exercise. Don't worry what we're doing, how long it's going to be, if it's bona fide, whether you like it. Just allow yourself to quiet your mind, open your heart, and fully experience the holy name. So we're going to introduce yourself. We're going to introduce you to the holy names one by one. So please repeat in response to me. Hare, Hare, Hare,
Hare,
Hare,
Hare,
Hare.
This is the sound of Mother Hara, the internal energy of Krishna, Radha, our eternal mother. In calling her name, she becomes Hare. Her name becomes Hare, Radha Rani. She is the topmost servitor of Krishna. And Radha means one who worships Krishna the best worshiper. Now simply hear the sound of her name. Hare,
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 Hare.
As you hear the sound of her name, Hare, feel the sound vibrating in your body. Hare,
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 Hare.
Now feel the sound vibrating outside of your body. Hare,
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 Hare.
As
you hear and feel the sound of her name, remain open to receive her presence in sound. Hare,
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 Hare. Now, let us hear the sound of Krishna. Krishna,
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 Krishna. Krishna means the highest pleasure, the all-attractive one, and Shyamsundar, who plays his flute in Vrindavan. As you hear the sound of his name, feel the sound vibrating in your body. Krishna,
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 Krishna. Now feel the sound vibrating outside your body. Krishna,
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 Krishna.
As you hear and feel the sound of his name, remain open to receive his presence in sound. Krishna,
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 Krishna.
Krishna,
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 Krishna. Now let us hear the holy name of Ram. Rama.
Rama,
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 Rama.
Rama means the supreme pleasure. Rama is the name of Krishna, as the reservoir of all pleasure. Rama also means Lord Rama, Balaram, and one who enjoys with Radha as Radha Rama. Hear the name Rama and feel it vibrating throughout your body. Rama,
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 Rama.
Now feel the sound vibrating outside of your body. Rama,
Rama,
Rama, hear and feel the sound of his name, remain open to receive his presence in sound. Rama,
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 Rama, hear these names as they manifest in the Maha Mantra. First, we chant two names at a time. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna. Notice the presence of Hare and Krishna together. Hare Krishna,
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 Hare Krishna.
As you hear the sound of Radha and Krishna, Hare Krishna, feel the sound vibrating in your body. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna.
Now feel the sound vibrating outside of your body. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna.
As you hear and feel the sound of their names, remain open to receive their presence in sound. Hare Krishna,
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 Hare Krishna.
Now we will hear the sounds Hare and Rama. Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama.
Notice the presence of Hare and Rama together. Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama.
As you hear the sound of Hare Rama, feel the sound vibrating in your body. Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama. Now feel the sound vibrating outside of your body. Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama. As you hear and feel the sound of their names, remain open to receive their presence in sound. Hare Rama,
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 Hare Rama.
So now we will chant the full Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And we'll all chant it together for a little while, and then I will let you know when we will chant it on our own. And as you're chanting, just open yourself to experience the holy name, to be present to the vibration, and to allow the presence of Krishna and Radha through their names to be experienced by you. So we'll chant together, you can follow my pace, and then at a certain point I will tell you to chant on your own. Okay? Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama.